Hello, Mr. Berger. Climate change seems to be happening more quickly than in the past. What do you think will happen if this change continues to accelerate?
Good morning. Well, you're going to find insects, plants, animals that were previously known in southern United States or Mexico are going to be found north of the areas they're usually located. Our growing periods are going to be longer. You're going to have drier conditions than normal in a lot of places. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be a big change for the, especially those areas of the world that are drier, Africa and so on, than they are right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, have you seen any changes already that you feel are at least partly due to climate change? And if so, can you describe them?
Well, the major change that I see is the fires are more frequent and of greater duration. Mm-hmm. As the world warms and the droughts persist longer than they ever have before, the conditions for fires is much greater. Mm-hmm. You're going to find, I have at least on my trips hunting ducks in the north, that ice is showing up later in the year, mm-hmm. 4 or 5 days different from when it did 20 years ago. And those are the major changes I observe.
Okay. Scientists have theorized that climate change was adversely affecting dinosaurs even before the Earth was hit by a giant asteroid. What do you know about that asteroid, though?
It was a big sucker. It was over 60 million years ago, and it was large enough to punch a big hole in a crust. It struck in off the coast of the Yucatan in Mexico, and it created an area where ashes goes into the atmosphere and shields the Earth from the sun, which means this, the Earth is going to cool. Mm-hmm. And you're going to find what was called a nuclear winter, where many of the areas which were previously even tropical will not be tropical anymore. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of the dinosaurs suffered the inability to find food, to survive.
Okay. Theories about the number of dinosaurs varies greatly, but skeletons of some popular species have been found. Can you name a few of the dinosaurs and tell whether each was a herbivore, carnivore, omnivore, or piscivore?
Wow. Tyrannosaurus rex, which was the supposedly the most aggressive of the dinosaurs, it's been theorized that it was both omnivore and carnivore, mm-hmm. but nobody really knows for sure. Mm-hmm. Spinosaurus. Yeah, that was it. That was a carnivorous dinosaur. Mm-hmm. Argentinosaurus is the largest of the dinosaurs, mm-hmm. and it was considered to be a herbivore.
Okay.
Triceratops, and the Triceratops was definitely a herbivore, and Brachiosaurus is another herbivore. Mm-hmm. I can't think of any more right off
those are some of the most popular. Well, thank you, Mr. Berger, for your information. And I've really appreciated talking with you. And thanks for spending your time. Thanks. Bye.